It is our final segment, hour number one on a Motor City Monday, presented by your Detroit Tigers. Make sure you text Tigers to 21,000 and you'll go into the weekly drawing for Tigers tickets through the end of May. You just have to enter once and you'll be in the weekly drawing and could get tickets delivered via text from Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network. Just text Tigers to 21,000. Also, if you want 15% off select Tigers games through the end of May, just go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show. I did want to end this hour with Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, refereed the Masters this past week down in Augusta, was there for the Sunday ceremony. Scheffler getting his second green jacket, and what a week it was. Tiger made the cut. Storylines to begin that final nine where it looked like we might have a playoff or a log jam and a race to the end, and Scheffler just pulled away. Mark Wilson also is part of the prestigious Ferris State University PGA Golf Management Program. He is standing by before he leaves Augusta and the Masters, and had a chance to work that all week long. How you doing, Mark?
Bill, I'm doing great. It was a wonderful week here in Augusta. It certainly was another great Masters tournament, and you're right. It looked like it might be tight, and then Scotty really did run away with it.
Well, what makes Masters so special for somebody that's never been there, let alone most have never refereed a Masters tournament like yourself? But what makes the place so special and in such high demand?
Well, one of the things that Augusta National tries to do, and this is really in the tradition of the founders, Bobby Jones, really the greatest amateur golfer of all time, and Clifford Roberts, who founded the Augusta National Golf Club together in the 1930s, and they really always wanted to set a standard that really was the highest standard you could set for hospitality, for quality of the golf course, for a competition, just every detail they take care of. And believe it or not, they strive to always make it better. Every year they try to make something better. And so I think that's one of the reasons why it's so much fun for patrons and spectators to go to the Masters. And plus, there's a lot of history here, tremendous amount of history, again, sort of settled around the great amateur Bobby Jones, but then the winners over the years, you know, really all the major names in golf pretty much have been Masters champions, and it's certainly been a great distinction to win the Masters tournament. And it's just a special place, and certainly as a spectator sporting event, I think you could probably say that there may not be any tougher ticket in sports than a ticket to the Masters tournament.
And Scheffler, really start to finish, was in control. You see why he's the best in golf in the world right now. That course ate up big-name pros, especially Tiger, the final 36, but he didn't stand alone on that leaderboard with big numbers like 78s, 80s. Scheffler's play at minus 11 to win his second green jacket versus the field and a big portion of it getting tore up by the wind and the lengthening of the course. Why was Scheffler so dominant?
Well, he really did put together just a tremendous final round Sunday when you think about it. Especially starting out, you think about that birdie stretch at 8, 9, 10. Then he did bogey 11, but he even hit a good approach shot down in front where you're supposed to safely and just hit a little too far past. Made a safe shot on 12 when others maybe had trouble, like Max Homa, for example. Then a beautiful routine birdie on 13, played safely to the left. Another nice birdie on 14. 15 was the only hole that surprised me that he'd go for it in two, but with only about a four iron in his hand, I guess, why not? And so his play was just so solid. He avoided making mistakes. And if you think about it, the lead after round one was minus seven. And really only two players, obviously, ended up on Sunday at minus seven, and that's Scheffler at minus 11. And this Ludwig Åberg, who is just an outstanding, this is only his first major, and he played in the Ryder Cup, as some of your listeners remember, last fall. But The weather, as you mentioned, was a big factor this week. The wind, especially on Friday, it was a little softer on Thursday after the rain, but once Friday started with the big winds, and they really continued on Saturday, made the conditions very difficult. This Masters probably wasn't as hard as the year Trevor Immelman won. It was colder and very windy that week also, but this certainly ranks up there in terms of difficult Masters tournaments. And as you say, number one in the world just prevailed. And that stretch, again, starting at 8 and continuing all the way to the nice par at 18, and he almost birdied 17, what was just historic.
It was. It was dominant. And again, why Scheffler, well, now with two green jackets, is right there with the best to ever play the game, and there's still a lot of golf years ahead for him. Mark Wilson refereed the Masters. He's based out of Grand Rapids, part of the prestigious Ferris State University PGA Golf Management Program, one of our PGA and LPGA Tour insiders. What a week it was for him at Augusta. Hey, safe travels back, my man, and we'll talk golf soon.
Thanks, Bill. It was a pleasure this week, and have a great day. Thanks.
Yeah, back at you. And just a good guy, man, on and off the course. Anyone who knows Mark Wilson, you know what I'm talking about. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we're set to wrap up hour number one on this Motor City Monday. Make sure you text Tigers to 21,000 if you want to get in on the weekly drawings for Tigers tickets that could be texted to you courtesy of the Michigan Sports Network. Just text Tigers one time to 21,000 before the end of May, and you'll be in every weekly drawing. And if you want to buy Tigers tickets for select games in April and May and save 15% off each ticket, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show.